Welcome to the mini. My voice sounds kind of rough. I don't really know. I was doing a lot more talking at work, and so I think I kind of lost my voice. That and in the mornings, I'm a little bit more dehydrated than I am in the evenings. And usually I try to record in the evenings, although this morning I have the apartment to myself, so I decided to take advantage of that and do some more recording. So, how has everyone been? Please connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear feedback, and get some. Is everyone liking this? Is this helping? I've seen my listenership go up and like, oh my God, I was so excited to hit, that 100 listens in total, and now I'm at 300, and like it's small, but I'm not expecting this to be a huge podcast because it is such like I don't know, you have to go out and find me and find resources, and not everyone's a mortgage lender, and a lot of people don't know about what it takes to be a mortgage lender. So I'm not expecting it to be like, 1,000 downloads per episode, but it's just kind of fun to see it grow and see it become something a little bit larger. I didn't expect there to be this many people out there that wanted and needed help passing their test or just wanted to listen, and I'm really excited to see that. So something I want to talk about today is giving back in service. What do you do to help yourself, and what do you do to help others? So every morning before my 9-to-5 job, I go to the gym, and I'm at the gym for 30 minutes to an hour. I'm working out, I'm working hard, punching the clock early in the morning at the gym. Then I'm heading to work. When I get off of work, I try to do stuff for other people. So I try to work on marketing and stuff like that. Then I've been working with a organization called Soldiers Angels. You can find it at soldiersangels.org. And it's this awesome, awesome charity and volunteer organization that sends out care packages, items, letters to active service members, families of service members, veterans, injured. It's like deployed, wounded veterans and then their families. So, for the deployed people, sending care packages, letters, you can get involved with that. Wounded, you can donate for that. Veterans, like, you can send them blankets when they're in the nursing home, you can send them cards and letters. And then families, there's ones for people who've just had babies. There's all sorts of things, especially around the holidays, you're able to pitch in and help just cheer families Christmas or holiday season up when they have a deployed service member or just a lot on their plate, I feel like as mortgage lenders, we're really, really lucky. We have the opportunity to be able to make a lot of money and kind of determine our paycheck. And I think with that privilege that we have, we need to look at giving back. And this is an awesome organization. It helps real people, it helps real families. I have actually gotten responses from the people that I've written to, and it's so, so nice to hear from them, and to see that the work I do is making significant impact. This is more than just, throwing $10 at a random charity each month. This is actual people that you are reaching out and supporting. And I think that that makes it really, really meaningful. So go ahead and check out Soldiers Angels today. I've really been able to benefit from this, and I'm sure that the people that I write to have also. So I just want to read some of the impact from it. It says more than 538,300 service members, veterans, and family members supported in 2019. More than 24,900 veterans provided with food assistance across the country. And then 6,300 voice-controlled adaptive laptops for wounded veterans. That's more on the donation side of it. But Becoming a volunteer, it's awesome. You know, this company has huge sponsors sponsoring them, but the personal side of it couldn't be done without you. Like, they have Lockheed Martin and Bank of America, you know, so this is a very legitimate organization. It's very large. I am part of the Facebook group where us supporters, us angels, all talk together and, you know, share cooking ideas. Oh, that is one other one. You can send baked goods. That one's really fun. But you can just look through and see the specific volunteer opportunities. You can work in VA hospitals. You can do all kinds of things. So I would encourage you to get out and look at ways of giving back and ways of serving people. And maybe it isn't like just throwing money at it, but maybe it's giving some time. Maybe it's writing letters to people, you know, whatever it is. Reach out and share what you found. I think it would be awesome to hear from listeners about what kind of volunteer and what kind of service they do.
Thank you.